take over. We are menace take over.
It's your girl Tamika.
It's your boy E-Rock Neil.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it uncut.
All day.
We are Marriage Takeover. We help couples win in their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles.
Boom.
Listen, we want to welcome you to this series.
Into this place.
I thought I was going to be able to get by, y'all.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You sure you done?
I'm positive.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
I feel him already. Well, go ahead.
So we want to welcome you to the Marriage Takeover podcast series, where we are talking about marriage and ministry.
Yes.
And listen, y'all, it has been a phenomenal series. I don't know if you've been catching the series. If you've missed the series, go back and watch another previous series, just because everyone going through what you're going through, we've realized that even in the process of what you've experienced and what you've learned inside of ministry, inside of balancing everything out with the family, with everything else, that guess what? You can still overcome. You can still win. You can still win the battle.
I got the victory.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, y'all. He on a roll today.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He is on a roll today. So listen, we have some phenomenal guests that are with us on today.
Oh, my God.
And
it gets better and better and better. Y'all, listen. Listen. All I'm saying, Houston, watch out. I'm going to stop right there because y'all about to get. Go ahead.
Like last month, again, our goal and our main, our heart's desire is to make sure that we are bringing couples that we know, we like, we trust, that we understand exactly
and love,
and that we can see them. We can see them growing. We can see how they work together in ministry. We see how they work together in business. And that's the caliber of the people that we want to make sure that we are bringing to the forefront for you all. So that you can glean, so that you can learn, so that you can know that it is possible for you.
What? Say it again. It's what?
Possible
it's
for you.
Come on here. Come on. It's possible.
It is possible for you.
What the words say?
Listen.
Go ahead. I ain't gonna listen, because this dynamic duo that is in the building right now. Oh my God. Can I finish?
So we have the amazing Houston and Joy Harris, who are real estate investors. They're parents and world changers, y'all.
World changers, meaning they ain't city changers, they ain't state changers, they not regional changers, they are world changers. We ain't playing with y'all, come on.
They both have a passion to see more people become land investors and create inheritance for their children and children's children.
And they talk about
so together, they own several businesses, y'all. And Houston is the CEO of HDub Media LLC, a company that provides DJ services, hosting and voiceovers. And Dr. Joy is the CEO of Touch of Joy International LLC. Now listen, she helps church leaders and faith-based entrepreneurs expand, rebrand, and make money in their sleep. We need to holler at Joy,
rebrand.
Dr. Joy. She also awards scholarships to young entrepreneurs through her nonprofit, Touch of Joy Youth Foundation.
Hold on, wait a minute. Are y'all hearing this? What you saying? They got busy lives. I know they do got busy lives. But watch what God... Come on.
The goals of this power couple is to be a leading example of walking in success God's way. They are doing it, you guys.
They're doing it well.
I have excitedly introduced them. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to bring them on board. Let them tell you a little bit about themselves, and we're going to go ahead and get started.
For accountability? Are you looking for personal development and growth and spiritual and emotional support? Hey, are you looking for community? Listen, if you are looking for all these things, we want you to know that the Marriage Takeover Connected membership is for you.
Yes, it is.
Listen, we meet every month. We have a wife's lounge. We've got bro talk. We have all the different things. We've got monthly classes. We have experts that come in. And it's an opportunity for us to pour into you, for you to be able to get what you need to start your healing process. So if this is for you, we want you to connect and get inside of the membership.
We are the Marriage Takeover. Taking over.
So God, we thank you for this power couple. God, we thank you for this session. We thank you for this segment. God, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. And we're just asking now, God, in the name of Jesus, that your power would continue to reign, that your power would continue to move, that God, your glory will reign, Lord, that your oil will penetrate through the airways and the byways and everything of this particular series in this podcast, God, and that something that is said, something that is done on this series, God, that will encourage somebody, that will heal somebody, that will continue, God, to encourage their heart's desire, Lord, that they won't give up in this fight, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you all the glory. Yes, we ask God that you would continue, Lord, to have your way in the lives of your son and your daughter who are here with us on today, God, that you would continue to bless them, that you would continue to bless their business, that you would continue to bless their ministry, God, that you would continue to bless their home and their family. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, you be glorified, God, in everything that is said and done. In Jesus' name. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen,
listen, we're gonna bring in Houston's joy. Hallelujah. This dynamite power couple. Amen.
Oh, yes. Welcome, welcome, you guys. Thank you all so much for your yes. And thank you for being here. We are so excited to have you all here. Go ahead and let us know something that we didn't already communicate or tell or share inside of your bio. Let our audience know who you are.
Who you are. Who y'all be.
Well, first of all, thank y'all so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are honored to be here. I always count it a blessing whenever we're able to be a part of a vision that God has given to someone. We don't take it lightly. So we honor you guys for having us be here today. So, I mean, you read the bio, but I guess I'll say for myself, you know, one of the things, one of the names I'm known for in the marketplace is Rebrand Coach and Shift Doctor. But my purpose is helping people to find their brand identity within so that they can be able to walk in their branding in the marketplace from an authentic place, from a whole place. So I'm not just taking pretty pictures and helping you with the branding and all of that, but I really work with people to help them unleash their superpower to move from good to great and from overwhelm to overflow. So my goal is really to help people to live a holistic lifestyle when it comes to kingdompreneurship from the inside out. So that's what I say about myself. And again, I take joy to the world. You know, that is my purpose. That's who God has called and ordained me to be. So whenever I leave the presence of anyone, my goal is that their joy is renewed and restored and activated. So
I love it.
My God.
Love it. Love it.
Glory. I feel Jesus.
Oh Lord.
She helped people make money in their sleep. So, you know, I was just asleep. I was trying to make some money.
Watch out now.
That was your sleep look.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys for having us on. And for me, I mean, you read the bio beautifully. I am the CEO of H-Dub Media LLC, and God has anointed me to have a voice for the marketplace. So I'm a radio personality. So what I do is on a daily, I give people like anointing through my voice. Mm-hmm. So that's what God has blessed me to do. Like, you know, my wife was talking about, you know, like having a superpower. Everybody has their superpower that they were blessed with and anointed for. So mine is to bring it through my voice. So that's why I thank God every day for the gift of my voice. You know, I always ask him and pray over my vocal cords, you know, that I continue to have that strong voice to be able to speak to the people.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, man, you do that through voiceovers.
Sweet. I love it. I love it. Listen, I love it. I love it. You know how when the people are on the radio, when they have those voiceovers, like you hear, like they have this different radio sound or this radio voice. And I'm like, I'm always intrigued, like how you step into like that space. So, yeah, a phenomenal job for the both of you all. Thank you again so much for being here.
You see how he's smiling because he knows. We know what where Houston's joy come from. Hallelujah.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Watch out now. We got to get through this part. Hey.
You know, that's what we said in the Bible. He finds a wife, finds a great thing. So,
what? What it do? It all teams favor. Come on. Watch out. Yo, they get started already.
Now, how long have you guys been married?
Look, don't tell them how long we've been married.
Oh, six years.
Sweet. Wow.
We've been together 7, married 6.
Sweet. Yeah. That is awesome. It. That love it, love awesome. It, love it.
Now, so let me ask you a question. This is a question I ask everybody. Which is first, ministry or marriage? Which is first?
For me, I would say marriage first. Marriage is your first ministry. You know, growing up, seeing so many people go to church and lose their marriage as a result of the church. They didn't give the marriage the attention that it needed. So marriage is your first ministry. And you got to make sure you say, you're going to say yes to God first and foremost, always.
Right,
but you
got
to say yes to God. You know, and I think that that is so important to make sure that you take care of home so that everything else can flourish and flow from there.
Mm. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So I just... And then, you know, also just when you're thinking about marriage, just making sure, just like you're married to your spouse, you're married to God because he's the head, right? So you got to make sure that you don't just date God, you just don't engage God, but you got to be intimate and you got to have a relationship with God for real, for real. We got to stop, like I said, we got to stop practicing and moving to purpose. Mm. We got to stop practicing, you know, be like a lot of single women. They practice being a wife and not married to the man. And that's purpose. Like, we got to move out of that. So it's important that in marriage that we make sure that we are actually connected in marriage and not just playing with that thing. Mm. So, yeah, so that's what I was saying. Marriage first.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow.
Love it, love it. Wow. That's Houston. So good.
Houston?
Yeah. Don't have a problem.
You want to add to the pool? You good?
Oh, no, we good.
I like how you worded
it, baby. I like how you worded that one. Yes.
All right, bring it on.
We were at a conference, and Joy was on the stage. You know, on
yes. Enjoyed you so much.
Are we about to turn into
we
a
about to have service.
I say, Lord, and then I'm in the Starbucks line, and Joy's like, hey, that's my husband right there, and I said, okay. Now, if y'all see Houston standing up, you will be like, huh. But I said, you know me, I'm just crazy. What? That's your husband? I need to find out who this man is. And I come up to him, and we in Starbucks. How about all our coffee done got cold because we sitting there and just talking. A deep conversation. And so I wanted to know, like, with everything that you're doing, how are you able to balance your marriage with business and with ministry? How are you able to balance that and keep everything in God's proper order? If that's
You know, and you know what, Eric, before we even go there, I wanted to back up real quick and say something in reference to the marriage and ministry. My husband say back it up, do it again.
back it up.
Because one of the things I wanted to highlight, I remember writing this in a book, so often we date God, you know, but we got to make sure that we're married to God. We got to surrender. We got to be committed. And that's the same way it is in marriage. We got to keep it fresh. We got to keep reading our word. We got to keep, you know, being together. And I think so many times I was just talking to, if I say this is going to open up a whole nother podcast, but I was just talking to a group of people and I was like, we got to stop practicing and move into purpose. Mm, and I believe that we have to really have the intimate relationship with God, just like we have to have in our marriage. So I wanted to go back to the marriage and ministry thing and just highlight that and the importance of continuing to stay in the word of God, but also the importance of continuing to stay in the faith of your mate and your spouse to continue to develop that intimacy. So we got to stop being in. We just got to stop dating God and being engaged and be married.
Yes.
Because that is another level when we're connected in that way. So I had to say that real quick before I answer the question about how we together as far as balance. I like to use the word integration. Mm. I like to integrate my family in what it is that I do. So once a quarter, I just came back from a me trip. So once a quarter, I make sure take a me trip, which just includes me, right? we also take a marriage trip every quarter.
Yeah.
And that's just me and my husband. And then we take a trip with me, my husband, and our daughter. So basically three times every quarter, we are getting away just to enjoy each other, just to enjoy our baby. And for me, just to enjoy myself. And my husband also travels on his own as well. Yeah. So that's one of the ways that we don't get overwhelmed. One of the ways that we give back to each other, our daughter. And then also just have that time in the presence of God for just me. myself. So that's one of the ways that we kind of integrate. And my daughter, she's now 7. So we're able to pay her to work for us. It's a little over $12,000. I'm not an accountant, but I was just excited when she turned 7 because now I'm able to have that part of taxes write off for her.
Amen. So Amen.
This means my event. So I integrate her into my event. She goes with me when I sell houses. So she's very much involved in what we do for a living. I always tell my husband, if it's an atmosphere or environment that she cannot go in, then it's not for us. Even if, you know, where no kids allowed, we're always looking like, is this some place that we would want our family to be? So that's just kind of the way that we've been doing it. I'll say consistently for the last 3 to 4 years, because it wasn't always like that.
I
used to have it where I would just be overwhelmed and I took joy to the world, but I didn't have joy in my world. I would give the world the best of me and my family the rest of me. So I wasn't coming from a place that I needed to come from to be able to help them. But now I'm going to be the best version of myself so I can be the best version for them and then the world. So that was a shift for us. It wasn't like that the whole entire time.
Amen.
So I would say for the last 3 years, we've been, my favorite word, we've been really intentional about that.
That's good.
You can't get overwhelmed with everything else that you're doing, like away from home. And like she said, we integrate it. So it's just kind of like when she's with her, she's helping, you know, our daughter is helping her. When she's with me, she's helping me, passing out flyers and stuff. Like we have a women's empowerment conference that's coming up and she'll just be out there and passing out flyers to the people. So who's gonna not take a flyer from a cute little girl with beads in her hair? You know? Oh, thank you. She's working, helping us. So I really appreciate my wife because I get a chance to witness a person leveling up every day. So It's just kind of like she helps me with a whole lot of things. Like she is my balance to my world.
Come on.
So it's just kind of.
You don't let the kid out the bag now, Doc. You don't let it out. Watch out. Oh, no. Here come somebody gonna be hanging from the chandeliers. Jesus.
I love it.
Yeah, but that's
wow.
It's power in the pause.
It is.
So for anyone listening, you have to take that pause to refuel yourself, refuel your marriage. And we got to move from unleaded seasons to premium gas seasons. We got to really make sure we so really, you know, enhance our life and our lifestyles. And that comes with the word of God. That comes with the presence of God. So it's important to just pause because there's power in that pause.
It is.
When did that shift take place for you? Because I find that I remember there were times inside of when Eric and I, we were younger in ministry and we were married. And so we had it wrong, right? We had the roles flipped as far as our marriage wasn't first. Yeah. We actually had the church first and it was outside of the alignment because we were doing so much with church. We were doing so much with showing up at church. We were doing so much with making sure that the leaders had what they needed, making sure that, you know, we were where we were supposed to be, but yet we were going home and we weren't talking. We were going home and, like you were mentioning, you know, giving the family the rest of us. So when did that shift take place for you all when you decided, okay, listen, this isn't working. Like we're pouring out to the world more than we're pouring into each other. And now it's tearing the family apart. When did that shift take place for you all?
Oh, Lord. So I would say, like I said, about 3-4 years ago when we realized that the emotional connection was struggling, like we needed to be able to connect better, you know, emotionally. And as a result of me always doing stuff, of course, that had an impact on the connection. And then the other thing, I would be agitated and irritated with Hannah Joy when she would come in and, you know, ask them. I'm like, what? I'm trying to close this deal. I'm trying to do that. It was almost like money was taking over, you know, and it was aggravating and agitating me. And my family felt that. So I said, you know what? And even Hannah was like, Mama, you work so much. And she was just going on and on and on and on. And I was just like, whoa, wait a minute. And I'm like, that's my priority. And for her to recognize that and realize that, and then me and my husband, we aggravated, frustrated, and all. And I believe there's revelation in frustration. So if we can just really just pause and say, okay, where's this frustration coming from? And then that for me was the wake up call. Like, I got to do this different. So also it's been about 2 years now where I take every Friday off. You know, I take every Friday off. And it's a day where I just get pampering and just take care of myself. So it was really when my daughter started really verbalizing, like, how she felt, what she saw, and then me just always being so agitated and aggravated because I'm trying to get the next deal done and the emotional distance. So that's what did it for us.
Yeah, because we have to take that pause because we don't want it to come from a place of, like she said, frustration, and we're lashing out at each other because we're just trying to get to the money.
Right.
And I understand, you know, it makes the world go round, you know. So we just had to shift, and we just, hey, we just gonna give it to God. As long as we're doing what he asks us to do and we pouring into each other as a family, he's going to provide our needs.
Yeah.
And that's when the worriness just stopped. And we was just like, oh, we just don't trust God. Yeah. And we stood on it.
Yeah, yeah. So and he even said to me it, recently, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, you good. But yeah. I was just going to say, as we standing on it, we have that shows faith right there because it comes without hearing or seeing it. So it's just kind of like, oh, okay, well, God going to download something for us to be able to say, okay, I got you. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. I definitely think it's faith when you just trust God. And I talk about this in one of my books. It's Grace Over Grind. And what God showed me is that I was in grind mode. And as kingdompreneurs, we cannot operate in grind mode. Like, that's not kingdom. It was that whole God, like, really showing me grace over grind. And like my husband said, when we shifted, that also showed that we trust God and we had faith. But recently, God showed me that rest is a posture. Mm-hmm. And if you can just trust me in the rest, in the rest is where God began to tell me what my next look like. In the rest is where God began to give me revelation for my frustration. Mm-hmm. So when I realized that rest was a posture, that was faith being tested. And even recently, my husband said to me, because God told me, get off social media for 2 months. Don't take no speaking engagements for 2 months. It was just a time to rest in his presence because he was doing a new thing. And my husband was like, you are not in hustle mode. You just like sitting here just resting and trusting God. Because I make a lot of money on social media. Yes. So the numbers was impacted. But what God did on the other side of obedience was acceleration. So when we came out of those 2 months, I'm talking about we had an overflow of increase in every area of our life, our finances, our relationship capital, everything. So for somebody's listening today and they feel like they need to hustle and grind, no, that's not God. Mm. You got to rest and trust God for grace over grind. And in that, know that on the other side of your obedience is acceleration.
Mm. You understand? Hold your position.
Hold your position and your posture.
The enemy is going to come. He comes in as a flood to try to frustrate, you know, your marriage, frustrate your kids, because that's the only way that he really can get in is through the ones that you with every single day.
Yeah.
So we're always together. So if he can't get through me, then he try to get through my daughter, or he try to frustrate my wife, or, you know, and it's just like, no.
Yeah.
We overcome all of that. God got us, and he has.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just think what, like, it's the trusting in God. And like one of the things I told my husband, even during that 2 months, as I was looking at my business, because one of the things I had to do was fire my team because God said, you don't have the right gatekeepers in place for your elevation.
Ooh. So what he began to Let's sit there for just a minute.
Listen, I got
the gatekeepers.
Hold on, let me get in my deuce in the quarter real quick. We got to back this up, yo. Oh my God! She said
the gatekeepers.
She had to fire the gatekeepers because they couldn't handle the. Come on, you. Go ahead.
Let's sit there for just a moment, just because we've been in ministry a long time, right? So we're pastors, we're also business owners, and we have a family, and we have just along the life of or the walk of life, right? We talk to other couples, other leaders, other pastors. And so you hit on a couple of things about the hustle. And if you feel like you have to hustle, you feel like you have to go out and get all these members for your church, you feel like you have to do all these different things to grow, so that you can have the money, have the income, have, you know, the status or whatever it is they're looking for. And then you mentioned the gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Hunty. Let's unpack the gatekeepers, because I don't think people understand how important that is. With you mentioned the gatekeepers, and they weren't ready for your acceleration.
Come on.
So I, one of the things I want to talk about with that was in that pause is, and that's why I tell you guys, it's so much power in the pause, is where I was really able to look at my business and I was able to really look at everything. And then that's when God began to show me why certain things wasn't working out in my business, because I didn't have the right people in place. Right. And because my company is called Touch of Joy, joy has to always be infused in all things I do, from the person that's at the door to the person that's greeting to the like everything has to show the presence of God even before the presence of God is even introduced. It's introduced to the people.
Come on.
What he began to show me is that was your last season person and they were okay for last season, but for where I'm taking you, they don't even have the capacity to understand it. They don't. And see, for me, I want to train people so I can take them with me and keep them there. And God said, that's a part of your frustration. That's a part of your frustration. And one thing I've learned is when God say move, you got to move, because move creates movement. For a lot of things in my life, I held on to stuff for too long. Longer than I should, and it cost me more. And me holding on to those people was where God was showing me that they were costing me. They were costing me in business. They were costing me in the aggravation and frustration. So it was hard. I'm not going to lie about that. It was challenging, because I literally had to become five people on my team in a matter of 24 hours. Can you imagine? With everything else going on, life is life and all the other things, what that did. But what God gave me in that, man, the leadership skills that I developed during that time to even go come back into my business to have certain things in place helped me to position the next group of people that was going to come, because it's about ministry. And God said it's ministry over money. And as long as you do what I tell you to do, the money will come. So if I didn't have the right people in place and they were motivated by money, or they didn't understand my elevation, because sometimes jealousy creeps in, because what God showed me is a lot of those relationships was transactional. And because they were transactional, that is also another reason why they can't go with you to elevation, because they don't even understand where I'm taking you. So I had to really begin to unpack even that gatekeeper, and reading even in the Bible what gatekeepers represent in the Bible days. And that is where God really began to show me the importance of the people that I have in place for leadership have to be just as powerful, because of where he was taking me and where he was taking my business as well. So, yeah, it was definitely a tough season to have to make those phone calls and just to have to tell people, hey, you know, I thank you for what you did in my business, because it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But I have to shift right now, and I'm no longer going to need you for, you know, this next season. But thank you for everything you did. Right. And just get prepared for what God was getting ready to do. Yeah.
Wow. So,
goodness.
It was a tough one, but a necessary one.
I love it. Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you were just tuning in with us right now, we have, this is the Marriage Takeover Podcast, and we have the amazing Houston and Dr. Joy with us. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, but make sure that you...
We want to invite you to Thursday night Kitchen Conversations, taking place 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on the West Coast, if you're on the Central Time, listen, we're meeting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in our kitchen, and we are inviting you to sit at the table, to sit at the kitchen while we're cooking and have a conversation with you. So come on out.
Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Kitchen Conversation.
Back. Oh my God. I told y'all with Houston and Dr. Joy. I mean,
it's
listen,
gonna, we knew turn, it was gonna be
turn,
good.
We done turned this thing to turn into service now. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I tell you something, because this has been so awesome. And when you just begin to sit back and just think about what Joy said, they got three M's working. They got marriage, ministry, and money, because they in their marriage, they minister to each other.
And because of the anointing and the things that God has placed on their life, it brings in the money. See, one thing that you got to begin to understand is when you sit back and look at just the stabilization of family. When you look at a lot, and it's so funny because I had just came across this, was that just about every powerful city, every powerful country, it started off with one family. Because they understood that everything starts with us. And I'm sitting and I'm just like, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Because when you have the foundation of marriage and a strong family, you can withstand anything. And it's so funny because in it, I love what Dr. Joy was saying, that in the pause is when she began to, what God began to reveal. And in the pause, I just kept laying, Lord, do I need to pause or something? Because I need to know what's going on here. Because, what you got to say?
No, I was going to say, I was going to ask you all to also expound on that a little bit. Because what we found, you guys, is that there are a lot of Bible-toting Bamas. Right?
Yeah.
And they will quote the word of God. They know the word of God. They do all that stuff. And it's just when it comes to applying, when it comes to walking in faith, when it comes to being obedient, when it comes to moving in the things that God has called for them to do, like it's almost like, I don't know how to do that. Well, what do you mean? Like we're applying the word of God to what the word of God says. And we're believing that what he said is true. And we're believing that he said he's going to do what he said he was going to do in his word. So can you unpack the faith and the level, the capacity that your faith had to be stretched or expanded to trust God in the rest, in the pause?
Woo! My God. You want to hit that first or you want me to jump in?
Yes, to unpack. That's, you know, to unpack the power. Like, you have to be still.
Yeah.
Like my wife was saying, there is revelation in the rest. Mm-hmm. So as you're resting, you're able to get clarity from God when he downloads what he needs to download. That's why it's very important to journal, to spend time, you know, in the presence of God, so that way you will know how to move, you know, because like my wife, like, she's the queen of shifts. So that's why everything in every area of the life, in our life, it's always shifting, because you put that in the atmosphere so much. And I mean, for years, that's what people say, oh, she's the ship queen. So you can't be the ship queen if things don't ship. God taking it to another level. So now we're not just at the ground level. Now we're seeing everything from an eagle's view.
Yeah.
So he's just taking it higher and higher. And as we go higher and higher, you know, like she said, sometimes you have to, you know, shift from people, places, and things.
Yeah. And to piggyback off of that, like what he said, the eagle's view, one of the things that God began to show me as I read about eagles and understanding the power of eagle's wings and eagles in the Bible, and you know that we'll mount up on wings as eagles if we don't faint. So what God began to show me is a lot of the things that I was looking at it from a ground level. So in the pause, God began to show me the bigger picture of what he had designed for me and for us and for our marriage, and that we were not just designed for neighborhoods, but for nations. Yeah. So I ended up going to the Capital City Club here in South Carolina, which is on the 25th floor. And during that time of looking out of that window, I could see the whole downtown Columbia. But when I was on the ground level, I couldn't see that. And in that moment, it was God giving me revelation that I have so much bigger, better, and greater for you. Mm. And you have to see it from an eagle's view and from an eagle's perspective. So to really unpack that, what really happened was I began to feel overwhelmed. I don't do overwhelmed. My body was beginning to be attacked. We were having, you know, we know some of it was a spiritual attack, but some of it was just doing the most. So when you get to a point where your body starts breaking down, where you're frustrated, you're like, I can't keep doing this. I cannot keep doing this whole hustle and grind. So that was also a part of what pushed me back to say, this is not me trusting God. This is me doing it in joy and not doing it in God. It was God putting me on my back through not feeling well to be able to show me from another view that, no, the way that you're doing it is not the way that I've called you to do it. Mm-hmm. And then also him showing it to me from another view and showing me that I needed to have my eagle eyes. Because when you're looking at it from a ground level, it looks like it's a big problem and a big situation. But when you understand the eagle's view or another level, you understand that, man, this is what I'm going through ain't even that bad, because I wasn't looking at it from the right viewpoint. So when you're looking at it from the right viewpoint, you can begin to understand, okay, God, I'm going to trust you for the bigger, and I'm going to let you do it your way, because my way ain't working. And it was not working. Because at that time, we were still, the money, the math was not even math and neither. So I was like, apparently doing it my way ain't working financially either. Because the bank account's still not looking good. So let me just sit down someplace and just like surrender myself and rededicate my business to God so he can be the CEO. And then he can trust me to carry it here on earth. And that's when everything shifted. And that's when, like my husband say, I've been always called the shift coach, shift queen, all of that. But when I realized that shift is prophetic, I said, God, I see what you're doing. You're shifting me so everything around me can shift. So when you make the shift, you experience the shift in your life. And even in my marriage, things were shifting with my husband. Because I remember my prayer was for him with certain things in the marriage, to even just, even with the land investment, he connected with somebody that was doing that. And that's when his mindset began to change. But because I was still busy doing me at the time, I missed the shift in him. And God said, well, if you embrace the shift in your marriage, you experience that shift too.
Come on.
So come on now.
When we embrace it, we experience it. But when we just going on and on like the Energizer Bunny, and we can't even see that God had already begun to shift. I'll say it like this. It's like when the fall comes in, the weather does not immediately change. The trees does not, the leaves don't immediately fall to the ground, but the season had already changed. So God began to show me that revelation. Like, girl, the season unchanged, but you still over there and fall is already here. But see, you was waiting for the weather to change. You was waiting for the leaves to drop. And you already missed that the season had changed.
Come so on,
when
man.
I finally that the season had changed, everything in our life began to change. Our money, our marriage, our ministry, because we realized that God was now over it and that it already had changed.
Yes.
I was just in the old season because I was still doing it Joy's way. Ooh. But when you begin to pause and see that God already been working and you embrace that change, everything in your life will change. So I finally embraced, hey, we in fall. We in fall now. So, you know, the bank account might not look like fall yet, but when we embrace it, then that's when the deposits came. Mm-hmm. Not only the financial deposits, the spiritual deposits, the relationship deposits. So to someone listening today, you need to stop and see the season has already changed. Things have already shifted. You just did not embrace it, and that's why you're not experiencing it. Mm-hmm. The fall time is here. The trees and the leaves may not have fallen yet, or the tip didn't change, but if you embrace the change, you will understand that the season has already shifted.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. So that's it right there. Ooh. You gotta understand it already, so you can Jesus. Experience the change. That's
my
it.
God.
So
my God.
The shift.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
And then get that God math. We were talking to Chandler and Audria Bailey
so
last month.
Don't run so fast. You got this. Because, and it's so funny. Because even because marriages, no matter what we deal with, because even the scriptures tells us there's a time and a place for everything, and it talks about the seasons and how the seasons change, and it's so funny because even everything about us goes through a season because the seasons itself brings about a newness. It brings about a death and it brings about a newness. Because when you begin to look at the fall begins, that is that day of death. And when I say that, because the leaves, they wither away, they die. But then when you begin to look at what the winter does, the winter allowed the ground, come on here, Jesus. The winter allowed the ground to receive all the nutrients from the weather, from the elements, if you will. But it's something about spring. Because spring begin to bring forth a newness. Yeah. And so, and therefore, and if you don't, because winter causes us to have to pause. Oh, my God, don't. I'm not going there. Dr. Joy and Houston is in the building. And I'm not going there. But a lot of times, I love what you said, because in marriages, we be trying to hold on to summer, not recognizing that fall is here. Because you cannot elevate if you don't recognize your fall. Well, what do you mean I can't recognize my fall? Well, let's just put
put it in the better terms, if you cannot recognize your autumn moment, it's because what he's saying, because I'm taking you into a new place. Oh my God, I gotta leave this thing alone. Because it's one thing about when you begin to just look at the color green, the green means new. The green means abundance. Yeah. Why? Because when God began to spring you forward, I'm trying to digress. Because it's something that a lot of times in marriage, we oftentimes don't recognize the importance of the season.
Yeah.
And I love how you were saying that we have to take that moment and begin to recognize that shift. And it's like, and it's so funny because even in like, because there's a lot of marriages not recognizing when their spouse shifts. And like you were saying, I was so focused on me to where I lost about you. And it's so funny because when God shifts one, you got to believe that the spouse is getting ready to shift as well.
Right.
Why? Because it's something that you begin to grow together. God is not going to leave a unbalance to something that he brought balance to. Put it like this. He's not going to take his one and divide it, if you will.
Right.
God, he's not a God of division. He's a God of multiplication. Come on, dear Jesus. Yeah. And so how, when you all got on, I'm sorry, I got to stay in the season piece for a moment. How did you, and if you mention it, please forgive me because if I missed it, but how were you, and also Houston, how were you all able to connect in the shift when you didn't see the shift take place? How were you able to reconnect in that when the shift took place?
Well, like she said, she was, you know, praying for me to shift as well. Well, she didn't recognize my shift. She didn't want to give me my propers from my shift. So
his propers, I love it.
You know, she didn't want to give me my respect that I had already shifted. So it was kind of like a little saltiness to it where it was like, okay, all right, I see you doing this, I see you doing that. And she like, okay, well, when did all this happen or whatever? And you know that it goes back to that sometimes when it's right up under your nose, you miss it because you looking over instead of looking eye level to see, okay, he then shifted as well. So I just wanted my shift to be respected.
I love that.
You keep it real and raw, right?
I love it.
I put some respect on his shift, you know, because again, that was the joy that was being so busy doing the joy and doing the joy thing. And I always tell people just because it's a good thing doesn't mean it's a God thing. Mm. So when I recognized that I needed to respect his shift, I made it known to him like, okay, boo, I see you. Yeah. I see you shifting, you know, because he would have his Zoom calls all of a sudden. Because I always had Zoom calls. And I'm like, okay, now all of a sudden he had Zoom calls. So at first, I was a little aggravated, like he said, agitated and salty, like, okay, you doing Zoom calls now? Like, where did this come from? But then when I had that reality, that pause, that moment of pause, I realized, like, hold on, wait a minute. This is a good thing. Mm-hmm. This is a good thing that he has his Zooms. So what we did was we had, I like to call it a station identification break, where we sat down at the station and we identify what days you going to go on do your Zoom.
Exactly.
What days I got my Zoom so we can make sure that Hannah Joy was good on and those that's days. That's
what you was talking about.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay. Yeah.
I love it. The communication. So I respect his shift.
Thank you.
I embrace his shift so I can experience his shift. And then we begin to come together to talk about it. And that was a part of the connection because it's now like I'm respecting him doing his Zooms and all the different things he had going on. So we were able to sit down and look at it. But also in that, we were able to really start planning more things for the family because now we're working together to win together. And we, you know, while we're talking about this, and this is the raw, real, transparent marriage takeover, let's go ahead and talk. You're like, you don't know what's coming. You know what's coming. Let's talk to them because somebody may be listening that I feel like this will really bless on the time in the marriage where you felt like it was a competition thing.
That's good.
You're like, okay.
Because I think it would bless somebody to even in that, because again, when we finally sat down and we started like talking about who's going live, who's doing this, who's doing that. Right. It actually came after that competition thing as well. But it was the time for us taking time to spend time with each other, sit down with each other, mm-hmm. see what each other had going on and plan. And now we got a Google calendar. So even when it comes to planning all the things we have going on, he like, if it ain't on the Google calendar, then it's probably not, you know, going to work. So we started putting things in place, the written plan, not just talking about it and verbalizing it, but also like putting that plan in action. But I do want to hit that competitive thing because that came in my sphere. And yeah, I feel like somebody could be blessed by that.
Yeah. So, you know, you're listening. It's sometimes you don't want it to, but when it's kind of like she said, like, oh, you doing Zoom calls and stuff now? But once she realized it, then that's when we came on one accord, and then we started coming up with a strategy and a mm-hmm. flow. So yeah. when you were asking how do we, you know, balance it, or how did it get balanced, that's when it came in. You know, at first it was a little, you know, rough and wobbly, but once we got stable, we started coasting then. And that's when, like she said, we bring in the integration, and we just started doing it differently because we were doing it hand in hand instead of just like, you know, separately.
Well, and one of the things you talked about was even the enemy trying to attack your mindset to make it seem like it was a competing thing when that was never it.
He's like, you know, oh, well, she said you're not doing this and oh, you're not doing that. And then I'm like, oh, you know, you're doing Zoom calls. Now you do. You know, she was doing Zoom calls, then she like, I'm doing Zoom calls, and I'm like, oh, okay. But little did she know that I was picking up stuff from her. Like, you always have to be a student of your spouse.
Right.
So I was a student of my wife, so some of the things that she was teaching and preaching, it was being deposited in me because, you know, you hear it, you see it, you implement it. So yeah. That's when I was like, okay, well, my wife, she's smart. That she be talking about. So,
yeah.
Like she said, we sat down, we got our calendars and stuff together. So she would do a Zoom at 7, and then I would do it at 8 because we still, all this is going on. We have a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, back then she was 5, 6. You know, but now we had to like, okay, well, when she's on her Zoom, I have her, and then when I'm on my Zoom, then she have her. So we just learned to balance it out, and when we were done for the day, then you know we come back together as a family. And, you know, we eat, we get ready for bed, and we start it all over, you know, thankfully, another day.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
That is something, because even I have recognized, you know, even when we begin to just look at marriages, there's a lot of stuff that we was able to recognize is that this is the one thing, because it was funny with wifey, because, you know, it was a kind of similar where it became like a competition. Oh, I'm finna show you I can do my thing.
Right.
And what tripped me out, and it's like literally the Lord told me, is why are you competing with yourself?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you mean? He said, because you're one.
And you're on the same
team. And you're on the same team. So yeah. Why are you competing with yourself? And the thing is, what got me was because when you have marriage and leadership, they tend to compete with each other. And it's like, why, if you're building the kingdom, what's the need to compete with each other? And so, and it's like for us, it, you know, it was through the Holy Spirit, but I had to sit down and I had to ask myself, why are you competing? And there's a lot of times that I recognize with some couples is that they head for the heels. Or they'll hold in that issue. And so then now you know that issue becomes something different.
Yeah.
Then it becomes something else. Then it becomes something else. And so it's like because I know you said it was a little wibbly and wobbly. If you don't mind allowing us to peek in real quick on how you were able to shift doing the shifting. Come on.
Can I just say something real quick? I think that's the beauty, too, of submitting one to another.
Come on, mama.
Right? That's the beauty of I'm going to submit to your strengths. I'm going to submit to what you do well. I'm going to glean, and we're going to learn from each other because we're all on the same team. We're all trying to reach the same common goal, and it's kingdom minded. Mm-hmm. So if we're on the same team and we're going to submit to one to another, baby, you do this real well. Baby, you do this real well. Now, how can we complement that, use that, and utilize that in business together, in ministry together, so that we can both accelerate in everything that we're doing? That's the beauty, I think, of submitting to one another.
Come on now.
Yeah, and you're right. That's what we had to do. And that's so good, because we ended up doing a, we were listening to a podcast, Ronnie Lamar podcast. And at the end of the podcast, because, you know, they work together in business, they actually had to sit down and to do an activity to find out, like, what each other's strengths and weaknesses, opportunities, threats, like a SWOT analysis. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And when we did that, realized, and that's when, like, my husband does voiceovers for my clients now. So it's just like, you know, it's a win-win, because when a client comes into my business or his business, they're able to get multiple services from the Harrises together, which brings in money in our household, not just one time, sometimes two times, three times. So it started entering into double manifestation. It started entering into, like, overflow from every client, because now we're working together and he's integrating into my packages and vice versa. Like, when it comes to hosting, we can host events together now. So we began to look to see, like, okay, let's stop playing with this thing, because when we come together, we can win together.
Absolutely.
And we can win big. And I realized, and I'm telling y'all, when we did that, the doors opened up for us.
Now, can I ask this too, Dr. Joy? So when Houston was doing his shift, right? And you said at first you didn't recognize it. Did his shift look like what you wanted it to look like? Because sometimes... because I think the wives, and I'll speak up because I know this was for me as well, like when there were things that I wanted Eric to do differently, and I was saying, you know, it's gotta, like, it had to be a certain way, and if it wasn't the certain way, then, like you mentioned, I would miss the shift. I would miss when he was doing something. I would miss when he was, you know, and then not respecting the shift, like not putting some respect on the shift. I love that, Houston. And so I think for the wives, if you're listening too, just make sure that you don't miss the moment of your husband's shift because you're looking at it from a lens of your own personal view. It's not, it may not look the way that you want it to look. It may not seem or hear or sound the way that you want it to look, but don't miss what God is doing inside of them in their moment, in their season of shift, because you want it to look a certain way.
That's so good.
I'm guilty too. Listen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what it was, you know, not really recognizing it, because I was looking for it to look a certain way. And when it did not look that way, then I did not immediately, you know, respond to it that way. But when I started, like, I pausing and sitting down and getting out of the way, that's what I was able to be. And let me tell you, when I started really, like, embracing that shift, I was like, oh, this is sexy. Like,
Houston.
So when I embraced that shift, I'm telling you guys, it did so much for our marriage and the emotional connect, just in all areas. Even, like I said, in our finances, it did more even in the money, because now we work in our businesses together and we realize, like, you know, we got each other's back no matter if nobody else had each other back. You know, so now my husband is all about the Harris ways and Harris. And I'm like, man, and if I was the old version of myself, I'd be like, but dude, you remember what you said? And that's another thing we got to stop doing, guys. We got to stop bringing up, you know, that whole, and the Bible talks about it, you know, love is patient, love is kind. Like, we can't keep bringing up that yesterday stuff, like, we got to let that go. It really made everything better when I finally sit down and say, man, this man made a shift probably about 6-7 months ago and I missed it because it didn't look the way I wanted it to look.
Catch up.
The marriage could have really been different if I had to really embrace the shift to experience the shift earlier on.
Yeah.
So
you're just being stubborn.
I said stubborn, that's what I was doing. I didn't know that was
going to work. Yeah, that's what it was. Who do you think he is?
I love it.
We're going to call another one.
I love it.
When we were shifting, and before I had started to make my shift, it was kind of like I heard her heart when she was talking to me. She like, and I get it. Sometimes, you know, dealing with me, you know, I'd be kicking and screaming about certain things. But once I do get on board, then it's just kind of like, okay, I'm on board. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, I know she was just like, come on, man. She was like, you know, let's get this, you know, let's get this together. Come on, man. You're my purpose partner, man. Mm. And that's when I started like, yeah, you know, you're my Dominion duo. We're the Dominion duo. Let's do this together. So
I love it.
But I really got pumped up and was like, man, I got to break out of this, because when a person is talking about, like, she teaches mindset first, because that's where it starts, in your mind.
Yeah.
And I was one of those persons where I was like, I guess kind of stubborn. I guess I was stubborn in my own mind, where it was kind of like, you can preach, hey, you know, it starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. If you don't really exercise that right to break out of that, then you will be trapped in your own mind.
Yeah.
So you just, you don't know how it looks. You don't know how you're going to shift. That's why it's very important to get into the presence of God, because he will give you the strategy on what path you need to take to get there.
Yeah.
So when you think back and you just like, man, I remember I was at a point, I didn't know how it was going to look. I didn't know how I was going to get there. But when you pray about it, God will give you that strategy, and you will flow right on in.
Yeah.
You just have to trust God.
Yeah,
love it.
Oh, my God. Listen.
So good.
This is going to have to be a part two.
Love it.
They already said we got time. Because, you know. Part two. Part two. We're just going to do part two.
Part two. Take over. We are
Marriage Takeover. Our Marriage Takeover.
We want to invite you out to Couples Prayer Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard
every
Time.
Every Monday. Listen, because we got to pray.
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 Pray. We got to pray just to make it today.
Listen, this is an opportunity for us to come together, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're divorced, whatever your relationship status is, for us to come together and be able to just come and fellowship and pray with you and for you. And this is an opportunity where we do that every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'd love to have you there. Join us.
Now the memories take over. Taking over.
So make sure that you like, subscribe, and share so that we can make sure that we stay connected, all right?
Oh, yeah. Make sure you join the Facebook group, Marriage Takeover, Body of One.
And we will have all those links down in the show notes for this episode.
Boom.
All right.